the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. And Charlie, if you get a letter with a harp on it and your name is in the window, the little plastic window, do you always open it, or perhaps do you put it aside on the basis, I don't want to be dealing with that?
No, I open it and I always go, oh no, oh God, here we go, because it's probably from revenue.
And it's probably not good news.
It's never good news, is it? You know, they're not. Look, at sometimes they...
But you have to face up to it.
You have to face it. They wrote to one of my daughters just the other day to tell her she was due a tax refund, so she went in to see... She was due the princely sum of €31, and she was so disgusted she didn't claim it. But
hang on, she's hardly your daughter if she's not taking money entitled to.
That's my argument saying, but she just thought it was going to be a couple of hundred, because I had encouraged her to go, oh, look at her, you might have a couple of hundred euros coming back. So I maybe ruined it on her. But look, yeah, unfortunately, more than 2 million letters are going to go out now, and the next, they're going out in batches. And this has got to do with the property tax, Matt. It's due a revaluation. We haven't had a valuation. Because the tax is based on the value of your home. It's a self-assessment tax. You tell them what your property is worth and you pay according to the valuation. Your home fits into bands, and then there's a rate then that applies. So there's been no valuation since 2021. It was put off a number of times because the government didn't want, particularly
before the general election,
to be telling people you have to pay more property tax, because as we know, people hate this tax. An awful lot of people, I must say, deliberately undervalue their homes as a kind of silent protest, if you like. But anyway.
And you only get caught out in that, though, don't you, if you sell your house and then the amount of money is way beyond what is in your property, or beyond what's in the declaration, in which case you might have to pay back tax.
Exactly. You will need to have this sorted out when you're selling a home. Look, Matt, the other way...
To finish the sale of the house, you won't be able to sell the house without a clearance.
You could also get caught out if you're in an estate... And everybody in the estate has valued their houses at €450,000, and you're putting it in for €200,000. You know, you need to explain that. And of course, individual houses are going to have different values. You know, it's going to be difficult enough because you might have a little bit of extra, you might have a garage, you might have a granny flat, or a bit of extra land. But anyway, we have to revalue the houses, and property values have shot up in the meantime, Matt.
On average around the country, how much more might a house be valued at now compared to the last time valuations were done in 2021?
Well, anywhere between 25 to 33%, maybe. I mean, I did a bit of quick calculation today on the CSO, their property price register, and I came up with an average of about 33%. It's higher in some places, border regions, for example. You know, outside the commuter areas, it can be higher because a lot of people, since COVID, have been working from home. They moved back out to the country, as it were, or moved back home to where they were, or bought a big place in the country. So those areas don't have a lot of properties for sale. The prices went through the roof. So huge increase. You take a typical house in Cork, say, back in 2021, 370,000. It's probably worth an extra 100,000 now. 470,000. That is a 27% uplift in those couple of years since 2021. So, you know, the fear here is that, oh my God, if the houses are up so much, this tax is based on the value of your property, am I going to be paying through the roof, if you'll excuse the pun, for the tax now? But what they've done, Matt, is they've widened out the tax band. So your house fits into a valuation band. They've widened it. For example, the first one goes from zero to 200,000 euros. That will now go from zero to 240,000.
So the value of your house might have gone up, but you mightn't actually change band because they've extended the band to allow for higher house prices.
They've widened the bands, as they put it, Matt. The other thing they've done is they've slightly decreased the rate. It's the percentage rate that the tax is applied, you know. So it used to be 0.1029, so 0.1. It's down now 0.0906, if we want to be very precise. So the rate, the percentage rate that the tax applies is down a little bit.
But hold on, I thought the tax was decided by the local authority.
No, that's a different element to it, Matt, and that's a further complication. The local authority, they have discretion to increase or decrease the amount of tax in your area by 15%.
Oh, but the rate is set by centrally by the Department of Finance and the budget
same
and by the Revenue Commissioners.
And the bands then, are the same for everybody.
And the bands, but then the variation comes in a local authority area, which can vary the figure that applies from that by up to 15% upwards or downwards.
They can leave it as it is. They can decrease it by 15%, or they can increase it by 15%. Now, next year, they'll have discretion to go up to 25%. Anyway, Matt, there was a very interesting survey done by some of my colleagues in the Independent. They asked how many local authorities were adjusting this, and a very large number of local authorities outside Dublin are going for the full 15% increase. So, you know, the government are saying, okay, you've had to revalue your house, but we've widened the bands, we've slightly lowered the rate. You won't pay an awful lot. That was Pascal Donohue's argument. He says you won't pay an awful lot more. It's between 5 and 23 euros extra a year if your house is worth under €500,000. But your local authority may have adjusted this local adjustment factor, which means you could end up paying more.
Okay. Catherine in Castle Derwin says, what is the property tax used for?
Yeah, well, it's to fund local authorities, essentially, Matt. And this is why local authorities have discretion to go up or down, because they need this extra money to build local authority housing in their area, to clean the streets, to repair footpaths, to repair roads. So it's part of the funding that local authorities get. It's expected to generate overall 600 million and 611 million this year. That gets divvied out to local authorities depending on their size.
Okay, but then there's another story you want to do, looking at the waste collection system shake-up, which would let bin firms take over entire regions.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people would argue that, say, for example, north of the border, your local property tax actually covers the cost of having your bins collected, doesn't it?
Whereas
we pay local property tax in the Republic and still have to pay extra for services like bins collection.
We do, Matt. Now, to be fair, you pay an awful lot more local authority property tax. You pay a lot more property tax
north of the border.
Across the border and in England and Wales and Scotland. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We used to have a situation 20 years ago in this country where the local authority imposed rates and they used that to fund collecting your waste. That doesn't happen anymore. Private companies now do it, and they compete per household. They compete to get your business on a house-by-house basis. It's called a side-by-side system, rather than in, say, England, where they will get a private company to tender for an area. Say, take a town like Swords in North County of Dublin, near where I live. A tender will be put out for Swords. A company will come in and say, well, we can do it for X. Another company say, we'll do it for Y. The council would decide which company gets it. They'd have the franchise to cover that for a couple of years. So look, that's what the Department of Environment are looking at moving to. There's a lot of criticism from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. They say the current system is broken. There's a heavy concentration, an awful lot of mergers, lack of new entrants, and they fear that the market is going to become very consolidated, very concentrated, and consolidation delivers poor outcomes for consumers, is the argument that the Competition Authority says. Now, I've asked the Irish Waste Management Association. They're saying, bunkum, system works well. We can show you evidence. They showed me market research saying high satisfaction, charges lower than they were 20 years ago, waste is segregated and bundled. But one of the big problems here, Matt, is recycling rates are very low in this country, and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, was out saying that today. So something may change because parts of the country have no private operator at all. So there may be some give on this one.
Okay, well, this listener says my rates bill in County Armagh is £2,650 sterling.
Wow, that's pretty high.
They pay heavily up north in relation to rates, don't they? Okay, lots of other great comments coming in from listeners. I promise I will get to them after 5 o'clock, but I got to leave it with you there now. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.